Guys, it's Cupid, and welcome to my first ever podcast. Today, this episode is for all the ladies. So if you're a lady, please raise your hand. Hello. So today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about life and love. See, if you're one of those ladies who aren't with anybody right now, I completely understand. I'm one of those women, well, ladies, I'm one of those ladies who are very lonely right now. When I see things on TV with a couple beautiful couples, I think to myself, I am so single. It makes absolutely no sense. So, if you are in a relationship, here's some advice about love. Well, don't be with somebody who antagonizes you or belittles you, because it's not right, it's not good. I learned that the hard way, literally. Well, I was never in a relationship, but you put it that way. Except this one time in second grade. Whew. That was a real relationship. I don't even know how much of it was real. I don't even think any of it was real, because it was absolutely bananas. For those who are being antagonized and think you're in love, the man is cheating on you. Girl! Here's what you need to do. Listen to Gloria Gaynor. Hey, listen to Gloria Gaynor. It's a song called I Will Survive. And when you say, when you at his apartment door saying, I don't need you no more, you heard me? I'm gonna walk out this door. And if he say this, it's okay. You gonna need me. When you get back, you say, I'm gone. Out the door. I'm turning around now, because I ain't welcome no more. You know what? He think you ain't gonna survive. Whew. Without him, please, if you're pregnant by him, you better tell him this. All you gotta do is pay the child support. That's it. Okay? That's all you gotta do. Tell him if you want to see your child, all you gotta do is pay your doggone child support, okay? Don't be with that person that antagonizes you. It's not right and it's not nice. And if you are lonely, you are probably better off alone, okay? It's not, you don't have to be alone all your life. You don't have to be single. I'm single. I'm probably better off alone. And I get it. Okay, I told my mom back when I was a kid, I ain't having no children. I don't want no kids. I tell you, don't expect no grandchildren. Don't expect no children from me. Because I ain't gonna have none, so don't expect no grandchildren. So, that's what I told my mom. I told my mom that when I was a kid. I told her that I was a little kid. You know, you can gauge a person's love for you by how they treat you when they are upset with you. Whew, I'll tell you this right now. If he lay a finger on a woman, if any man lay a finger on a woman, tell them this. Cupid is coming over to your house and whooping your behind. You heard me? I'm gonna come over to your house and whoop your behind. You tell him that straight up. Because love is a verb, not a noun. It's not a thing. It's not a person, place, or thing. It's a verb. You heard me? It's a verb. See? Love is not something you can get out of a cash register. It's not something you can get out of an ATM. It's given to you directly. And that's what most people don't understand. Because if they don't understand it... Hey, now, I sound like I'm a preacher in a black church. This does not make no sense. Oh, my God. You tell them this. I'm going to tell you right now. Love is a verb, not a noun. I am not a thing you can get out of a cash register. I am not a thing you can get out of ATM. I am not something you can buy out of a store. I'm not a little pair of funky shoes. I'm not a television. I'm not a cell phone. I'm not a computer. I am a dog-owned person that was given to you by fate and by our Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When a light bulb goes out, you fix the light bulb, you don't get a new house. That's what I was saying. When the light bulb goes out, you fix the light bulb, you don't get a new house. Cause you know what? They're freaking mad. The light bulb went out. Oh my God. Look at this. And you tell that bastard, I thought you were supposed to pay the doggone light bill. They say, I did pay the light bill. Then how come the light went out in the bathroom? Huh? You heard me? How come the light went out in the bathroom? When a light goes out, you fix the light bulb. You don't get a new house. You tell them that, straight to your face. When the light bulb goes out, you fix the light bulb. You don't get a new house. Don't settle for someone who has zero regard for feelings, for your feelings, or wants, just because you've been together a long time. Ain't it the doggone truth? I see so many TV shows about how men treat women so wrong. They hit her, beat her, cheat on her, everything. Throw food at her, glasses, paper plates, anything. Anything. They do some wrong things. And most women, they do the exact same thing. But they don't hit, they don't kill. But if you cheat, if I catch you cheating on me, you are a dead man, literally. And I don't mean dead man telling no tales. I'm dead serious. If you say that you don't, if you hold up. Let me rephrase that, actually. If you say that, this makes no sense. If you say you don't want to be with me, and if you just don't want to be with me, just say it. You ain't got to go and cheat on me, okay? You don't have to go and cheat. Because you know why? That is a sin. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. That's a sin. Now, you don't have... If you just want to leave me, just leave me there. Okay? That's all you got to say. They don't have to cheat. I mean, why you got to cheat? If you don't want to be with me, just leave. Just leave. We don't even have to sign no divorce papers. Just leave. That's it. Just leave. We don't even have to sign no divorce papers. Just leave. We don't even have to break. If you're dating somebody, if you don't want to be with me, just leave. Period. Point blank. Okay? If you don't want to be with me, just leave. Because you know why? I'm going to find somebody else. God is going to give me somebody new. And I'm gonna tell you again, love is a verb, not a noun. Okay? I tell you straight up, love is a verb, not a noun, baby boo. I don't need you. Gloria Gaynor, have confidence. Ladies, stand up in your house. In they house. It don't matter. Stand up in y'all house. You stand up to them. You cooking dinner for them. You cooking breakfast, lunch, anything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Anything. All you gotta do is this. Cook breakfast for them. Cook lunch. Cook dinner. But the first thing you should do is just cook breakfast for them. Ain't nothing you can do but cook breakfast for them. Just cook breakfast for them. That's it. Just cook him some breakfast. You say, good morning. You offer him some grits and spill them grits right on them. Mm-hmm. And then you get you a very good heavy-duty pot. Pan, a skillet or something. Just get a skillet. Get a pan. And Venus and Serena, his butt. You heard me. That's all you gotta do. Cause if he wanna cheat on you, you tell him this. Listen here, Jack. You just wanna cheat on me? You wanna cheat? You don't wanna be with me? Just leave. Just leave. You don't have to cheat. If you don't wanna be with me, just leave. That's it. Period. Point blank. If you don't want to be with me, just leave. That's it. That's it. Because it don't make no sense for you to cheat if you don't want to be with me. If you don't want to be with me, don't be with me. Leave. You don't even have to sign a divorce paper. You don't have to sign a divorce paper. You don't have to. If it's not a divorce paper, just leave. If you married, this is for people who are married too. If you married, if you don't want to be with me, just leave. That's it. If you don't want to be with me, just leave. Just because you love each other does not mean that you're together long term. That's all it means. Just because you love each other does not mean that you're good together long term, is what I actually meant to say. Just because you're together doesn't mean that you guys really get each other. It doesn't mean none of that. Just because you love each other does not mean that you're good together long term. Yep. Zacamando. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this right now. You tell that deadbeat this. It doesn't mean that we understand each other. It don't mean that you don't understand each other. Just because you love each other does not mean that you're good together long term. It doesn't mean that, ladies. Guess what? Because guess what? God, He has a road waiting for you until the day you die. He has a road for you, and He's going to keep you sticking on that path. Forget about that deadbeat. He, tell you this, tell you the truth. No relationship is perfect, and conflict will be. You know what? What the heck am I even saying? No relationship is perfect. There will be conflict that matters. What matters is the love. You know what? My words are so off today. When I'm talking to actual people, I actually know what to say. Now my words are just what I'm saying is what's up in my head right now is what I'm trying to say. What's up in my head right now is what I'm trying to say to you guys. I just can't say it today. I don't know what's going on. It's my first episode. I'm nervous as heck. It makes no sense. You know, no relationship is perfect. And there will be a conflict. What matters is the desire to solve the problem. That's all that matters. Because it don't matter. It really does not matter. Love is a powerful thing, and it will always be to the day where there's absolutely nobody on this earth. Because everybody, we all gonna die. And I have no idea what this has to do with what I'm talking about right now, but we all gonna die someday. Solve the problem and just figure out a solution. Just solve the problem, figure out a solution. That's all. I mean, that's all you gotta do. And if they don't want to be next to you or close to you, they don't mean that they don't love you. They don't mean absolutely that. No relationship is perfect. They just probably won't put time away. They want to be cuddling all the time or stuff like that. They don't want to do. They just don't want to hang out or something. Don't get mad at them that because of that. They don't want to talk, be hanging out with you or nothing like that. They don't want to talk or nothing. I don't know why I'm so messed up in the brain right now. It makes no sense. I don't even know what the heck I am saying right now. Always fight the problem, not the other person. See, what I just said was powerful. Always fight the problem, not the other person. But if you really gotta fight, and they start hitting you and hitting you and hitting you, and they get up and say something to you, they say all that jibber jabber, you get up, and you just go for it. Hit him. Just hit him. Boom! Knock him upside his head. And then you say this: I am tired of you disrespecting me. Hit me. And this is the last of it, buddy. You know what? Forget buddy. Partner. Okay, this is the last of it. And I ain't gonna have it no more. And I'll tell you this right now. You hit me one more time, I'm going to the judge. You heard me. If you keep this in your mind when arguing, you'll be able to actually resolve the issue and be mad at each other. I'm stuttering and everything. It makes no sense why I'm stuttering today. Men, they will do bad things to try and hurt you. You tell them this, you ain't hurting me. You're hurting yourself. Because you know what you're doing, homie. You know what you're doing, partner. Okay? And I don't care how you try to make me feel. God got me. God got me. All I need is Jesus. He put me inside this world with his blood, his sweat, and his tears, and his muscles. Okay? Now listen. You are a great person. Okay? whoever you are listening to this podcast, you are a great person. Don't let any man take you for granted. Because you know why? You're feeding them every day. You're doing stuff for them every day. You know what with them every day. Probably not every day, but you know what. Shoot. Because you know why? You are getting through it. You're getting through it. And they may disrespect you or take you for granted, but don't ever let them do that. They do that, they're going to take you for granted for the rest of your life. And don't let them start either. If you are newlywed or newly together, newly dating or whatever. Don't let them do that to you. Don't let them take you for granted. Don't ever let no man, any man, take you for granted. Because here's what you're doing. You're cooking. You're cleaning. You're doing you know what with them. You're doing everything for them. And you don't have to do that. Like Jennifer Lopez said, I ain't your mama. And you tell him, I'm not your maid. I ain't gonna be cooking. For you every day, and you taking me for granted. I ain't gonna be doing this every day for you. I just got an email from Foot Locker on my phone. It was a notification. I should have turned my phone on before I came to the studio today. You know, most days you just feel like giving up, and I bet you do. You're probably tired of him taking credit for you. But just do this, like I said, don't let a man take you for granted. Ladies, you are confident, you are strong, you are beautiful. You are everything that a man could want. Strong, we are powerful, we are beautiful, and we are doggone smart. Now everybody say it with me. We are strong, we are powerful, we are passionate, we are smart, we are beautiful, and you're doggone skippy. That we are some intelligent people. We are intelligent human beings. We are intelligent women. Because you know why? We're getting through it. You tell that to a man. I am an intelligent, strong, proud woman. I am proud. I am proud to be with you, but you take me for granted. And I am sick of it. And if you want to get everything correct? I don't know what I'm saying. Why am I saying these things? I don't know what I'm saying. Don't take me for granted. Because if you do, I'm gonna walk out that door. That's what you tell them. Don't take me for granted, because I will walk out that door. Or you can walk at that door. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore. You take me for granted, you're out. That's it. Just be strong and feel very confident about yourself, because there's not... Most a lot of people there are confident about standing up to a man. They're not confident about it. They don't want to be confident because they beat you. They take you for granted. They yell at you. They say, don't go through my phone. Don't go to my phone. The thing is, you don't trust me. and you say, I don't go through, I didn't go through your phone. I just said your phone was ringing. Okay? Don't let a man do that to you. Not a lot of people, not a lot of women are confident. I shows the hell I'm not confident. I'm not confident. I'm not confident to stand up to nobody. But I will tell you this. I'm confident to stand up to a whole dude. That's what I'm confident about. I am confident. Well, I'm not confident to stand up to other people. But I'm confident to stand up to a man. Tell him this. Don't take me for granted. I'm confident to stand up to a woman. I mean, to a man. I'm confident to stand up to a man. I'm very confident to stand up to a man. There are not a lot of confident people because they don't think they have to be confident when they're in a relationship. Yeah, you do. You have to be confident. You have to be confident, you have to be strong, you have to be brave, and you tell them this, I was born to be brave. Bing, here I have one more piece of advice, actually three more pieces of advice. You're not required to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. I don't even know what that means, what I just said. They take care of me. They love me. And they're not really thinking about that person, they just don't want to lose that person. And listen, as long as you are getting through it, that's all that matters. If you're being beaten by a man right now, and they don't trust you, or something, you don't trust, they don't, whatever they're doing, you do this. Get your things and walk the heck out your house, and walk the heck out of that house. Leave him sitting right there. And if you got two kids, tell them, kids, get your stuff, let's go. We finna go. And leave his behind sitting right there. Okay, I'm leaving. And if you try and stop me, I'm going live. Okay, I'm gonna go live. You're gonna walk. And if you don't let me walk out this house, I'm gonna go live. Show everybody what kind of men you truly are. Show that man that you are not to be played with. I tell a man this right quick. Listen here. partner, I am not the one. Okay, I am not the one. No me gusta. Okay? No me gusta. Cause I will not take that. No mas. Heck no. Heck no. Country Western. Hell, tootin' off. That's Whitney Houston. Shoot. I am not playing with you. Okay? Now, there's another piece of advice I want to give you guys. The grass is not greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. To genuinely apologize after a fight. Like an argument, not a face fight. Always be the first to genuinely apologize after a fight. That's it. That's just it. You can't expect someone to love you when you can't love yourself. That's just life. Okay, that's just life. You can't expect someone to love you when you can't love yourself. You gotta love yourself first in order for that person to love you. Now that's what love's all about. Those pieces of advice I just gave y'all, that's what love's all about. Don't let no man disrespect. Great and confident about yourself. And, hey, who knows, maybe in a couple of years or so, you'll probably be happier than you were before. Here's what I call, here's what God calls, this is what I call something. A lot of people are not really giving these, but ladies, just this is a time in your life where you can get a second chance. Both of you can get a second chance, the man and you. You both can get a second chance. Given a second chance after you already messed up? You have to earn that second chance first. You have to earn that second chance that you have been given by the Lord. Amen. And here's one more thing. If you are living in separate houses, that's good, okay? That's good, okay? But before you move in with your partner, go on a road trip with them. Go on a road trip with them, sleep in a hotel, so you guys can get used to staying in the same place together. Go on a road trip with them. Hey, it is what it is, okay? Don't fight the power. Fight the power. Don't fight the power. Fight the power. You heard me. And that is my podcast today. Thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome day and be breezy.